preacher or minister, but mostly I guess preacher.
Okay.
I was called.
Okay. Different names for that job, too. As long as we're talking about jobs, what about people who work for the police department?
Those are policemen.
Well, but
yeah.
That's, do you policemen, have any other things you
policemen,
call?
Cops, officer. Usually call them something different if they have you pulled over and they have your driver's license in their hand. You'd probably tend to call them officer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if they're going down the road, you can say, there goes a cop.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There go the cops. The law.
Okay.
The fuzz. The heat. The man. And I think a lot of that changes as the times change. You know, you call them something different when we were wearing leisure suits than we do now. It was popular at one time to call them the fuzz. I haven't heard that in years and years, but maybe it's an age thing too. I don't know, but
that's
I just call them the police. Mm-hmm. And then you get a little further outside. You know, some people call them the police. You know, we hear that a lot too. Police.
Okay, but you don't say that yourself.
Kind of like cigar or mm-hmm. guitar.
Well, do you actually say those things when you're not thinking about it, or just making fun of them?
No, I guess I call them the police.
Well, if you were buying a policy on your life from somebody, what would it be? What would it be called?
Or it something would be called an insurance policy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess some people would say insurance policy or insurance policy. I would say insurance policy.
Yeah, or that object that you hold over your head to keep the rain off.
An umbrella.
There you go, see? Yeah. And so there are all these kind of things.
Yeah.
The newspapers every now and then call me up and ask me why a Southern politician is determined to say Thanksgiving instead of Thanksgiving. And so we just talk about these things every now and then.
Envelope or envelope?
Well, that one's a little different because it's envelope when it's a verb. When you use it, when you envelop something.
Well, it's kind of like the guy said, he told me he was reading an article in the Reader's Digest. I said, no, it's the Reader's Digest. He said, no, digest is what you do to your food. So, you know, it kind of gets complicated.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's funny how people do those things, you know, pronounce things in different ways. Absolutely normal. And that's why we're talking about it.
Absolutely.
Just finish up about jobs for a minute.
Okay.
It's one of the things on my list. Now, if you have people driving the vehicle that takes them to the hospital, what do the drivers drive and what do you call them?
They drive an ambulance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's the name of their job? You know, who are those people?
I guess they would be ambulance drivers or paramedics. Nowadays, they would be paramedics or emergency medical technicians.
Okay.
But they used to be ambulance drivers, and before that they were barbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back when they would let the blood out and do
that's right.
Like that.
I have a funny story, actually, who had the store there. His name was Lamar, but everybody called him Hobo. And if you meet any of the old timers, you say, remember Hobos. That was the name of his little store. And at one time, early, kind of right after the war, he had a part-time job with Roswell Funeral Home driving, actually going, I think, to pick up or deliver dead bodies. And he had to drive the old hearse over to Augusta, Georgia, to pick up a dead body. And not only were there no expressways, there were hardly any paved roads back then, and the drive from Roswell to Augusta was a long one, especially at night, to pick up a dead body. And he was and so he's on this long haul back